You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Danny Martin Ostermel covers DC politics, I believe, for 51st News. And he's had a lot of different reports and nuggets along the way on the DC City Council.
Yep.
And what's going on with the stadium. And he tweeted this late this morning, right before we went on the air, early afternoon. He said, "There was mild drama in the D.C. Council this morning over the fate of the proposed Commander Stadium deal, with some council members accusing Chairman Mendelson of keeping them in the dark on the next steps. The issue revolves around an independent analysis of the stadium deal the council has commissioned, which was initially due on June 30th, but has been delayed. Mendelson has seen drafts of the report, but they have not been shared more widely. The main frustrations came from Councilmember Wendell Felder, who represents the RFK site. He's one of the yeses on this project, obviously. It seems like you're the gatekeeper of this body, and you make all the decisions on RFK, he told Mendelson. Felder wants a quick vote on the proposed deal, not for the council to wait until the fall, as Mendelson has proposed. He also rejected Mendelson's suggestion that all council members should weigh in or on possible community benefits. Felder says Ward 7 should primarily benefit. Other council members seemed similarly frustrated." Again, this is all from Martin Ostermel for 51st News. He said that Mendelson's office was largely controlling the process around the stadium deal. There are council members upset by that. Some, though, gave Mendelson the benefit of the doubt on getting the independent analysis completed ahead of the July 29, 30th hearings. Now, obviously, there's a deadline coming up in a week they're not going to meet, where the mayor and the team wanted them to already vote on this thing. But we've heard from several council members, recently Charles Allen, before that a couple of others, who told us about this independently commissioned report that they were waiting on getting back, which apparently was due June 30th. It's now July 8th, and they haven't seen it yet, according to one council member.
Isn't that funny? Remember what Phil Mendelson, what frustration did he express with us a couple months back?
Being left in the dark and how long it was taking for him to get answers from and see the paperwork he needed to see from the mayor.
Isn't that just special? Yeah. So, I don't know, man. This all fits, honestly. And again, being the person that knows before everybody else and having that information kind of helps you lord over folks. It seems to me, by the way, Mendelson might be a convert onto this in terms of the stadium deal, maybe more bullish than he was at various points.
Why now, do you say that?
Just a feeling. I can't necessarily back that up with excellent reasoning and win in a court of law. But it just going through
because nothing he said has changed. I mean, he came on our station a couple days after the press conference with us and said, "It's not a no for me, but it's a no right now on this deal," and basically kicked the can down the road. And the last thing I saw him publicly say was, yeah, he still thinks they'll work out a deal in the fall, but not this deal and not right now. So I don't think what he's saying publicly has changed at all, I guess, is my point.
Well, the money being left alone, that's not changing. And, we're just moving this to the fall. We're commissioning a report. And it,
You don't think that was all part of the process anyway? That just seems like the boxes that need to be checked whether they do it or not.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to, again, as I said, it's going to be hard for me to defend this. Like, he went from, to me, someone that I go, he is firmly in the no column to, okay, now I'm hearing you out and there's some sense to be made. And I get the sense that there's momentum on this. So I don't know. Again, this is me talking out of my tuchus, but it felt initially to me like he was going to stand in the way, and I don't feel like he's in the way anymore. I think he's in the slowdown. I think he's a parachute on people's back as they're trying to run down the road. Right. But I don't think he's an obstacle anymore.
So you have way more knowledge of the inner workings of D.C. politics than I do, because you lived this for a long time and you lived in D.C. and you followed this and this was your life. And I remember some of the conversations we would have over the years of different things that were happening, not necessarily on air. But so you know more about like who gets along with who and whatever else. And maybe that was part of why you felt how you did it about Mendelsohn in the stadium. But since the day of the press conference, I've never felt like he was a hard no. I mean, he's said the opposite for what it's worth. I mean, he has never said, I'm not going to back this. And he's always acknowledged that there was, you know, a possibility of a stadium being a really good deal for the city. But he was kind of along the lines of everyone else that we've had in that was a no, which is none of them will just come out and say, absolutely not. I'm not giving a penny to Josh Harris. You know, that's the one thing I actually give credit to the one council member, Nadu, the woman who just isn't doing media and basically put out a press release the first day and was like, nope, never, not helping you with the stadium. See you later. Everybody else is kind of going, I don't like this deal very much, and I need this or that, but I'm not a no, period. But I don't know if that's better, necessarily. They're just vaguely saying, I could get behind a deal, and I could get behind a deal eventually, but not this deal and not right now, which is kind of what's on the table and the only thing that matters. So I don't know if it's better to not be a hard and fast no.
Yeah.
It seems like, I'm not saying they're all this way, but many of the no's on the city council, it feels to me like you're a no and you just don't want to say you're a no. So you're saying I'm a no right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, to me, the stadium guy historically on the DC City Council was the dude named Jack Evans. And you'll notice he's not on the council anymore. The reason, if I've got the story straight, if I don't, allegedly, whatever I'm supposed to say so that nobody gets mad, was he was funneling business to his business, right? To like basically his consulting firm, his friend's consulting firm. So he was exiled off the council in disgrace. He's on the payroll all the time with the DC City Council. So he's now back working for the city council or working for the city again with $100,000+ a year gig that's right there on the books, part of the budget. You can't ignore it. It's not some crazy reporting, just a freedom of information thing. Again, it's written down. And he was the guy that helped commission the study for the stadium. You don't go to the pro stadium guy unless you want a result that says something about good about the stadium. He's involved doing something again in and around D.C. When I hear Jack Evans, the next word I say is stadium. If you want someone to tell you how great a stadium is, you call Jack Evans. That guy's available to tell you that stadiums are wonderful. He's back in some capacity. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just as much as that, this isn't kind of like cut off at the knees or they're going to some sort of impartial type deal. And again, I don't know what consulting firm they use to do a stadium feasibility study on economic impact or whatever other fancy word. I don't know, and it's not something I'm going to go digging on. But like when I see that face again, it tells you
right. Stadium
is in the air, right?
No, it doesn't make any sense, if I'm being honest, that they wouldn't be willing to do some stadium deal eventually. I'm not saying this deal now, which is my preference, but they've got a job to do. They've got to get the best deal possible for the nation's capital, and they've got to do it on a time frame that works for them to get their due diligence done and whatever else they need. But it wouldn't make sense, in my opinion, to not do any deal ever and to have a stadium built somewhere else. And so right now it seems like what's likely is the team wants a deal today and ahead of the 15th, and they want this deal, and the city council, at least the majority of them, you need 7 yeses, you've only got 4 still, which is the number you had the day of the press conference. Nobody's changed. The city council is saying, well, if you change enough things and it's actually a different deal on our timeline, then we'll do it. And the team is going, well, that doesn't work for us. We need to be in a stadium by 2030. And I don't think they're going to be in a stadium by 2030 because they're probably going to have to operate on the D.C. City Council's timeline. And they're ultimately, as we've talked about, going to just decide that D.C. is more important even if you have to wait an extra year. The frustration they have as an organization right now is that the city council's telling them, Well, you actually still could do it by 2030, even if we get back to you in the fall. And the team is going, that's not how we feel about it with the real estate people that we're talking to. But I guess the city council may know best. Just ask them. But here is this. I'm going deeper into the reporting here from Martin Ostermull, speaking more about this riff between members of the council today and Mendelsohn, according to at least one member holding out information. He went on to say, speaking somewhat in Mendelsohn's defense, Councilmember Fruman said the dealing with the budget and the stadium deal at the same time makes no sense. He says, I don't want to negotiate with the Commanders in the middle of this incredibly complicated budget, he said. Mendelsohn also defended himself, saying that the mayor waited almost a month to send the council the actual stadium deal bill after the deal itself was publicly unveiled, something we heard him complain about to us. He said he also says he moved quickly to commission the independent analysis of the deal. This deal, in terms of legislation, is incredibly complicated, said Mendelsohn, noting that as written, it...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Includes no firm details on housing on the site, any sanctions of clawbacks the team could face, etc. As the debate closed, Felder again put in a push for a quiver vote and for Mendelsohn to include some of the council members in direct talks with the team. If we brought everybody together, this council, we can outline things that you and your team could miss, he told Mendelsohn. So answer me this, and I don't know how local politics or DC politics works. Why wouldn't all of the council members constantly be meeting with Mendelsohn and the team? They're all voting on this thing. Why would this be a Mendelsohn show with the team? Again, just reading this again, he suggests if we brought everybody together, this council, we can outline things that you and your team could miss, including more members of the council as his request. I know they were all at dinner recently to have a conversation, but why aren't they all together every time they meet?
Great question. I mean, to me, it's probably a roles thing. So in other words, think about this. Our station, we're the flagship station of the Nationals, right? So that means some adults way above our pay grade have to meet, right? So our big boss and other bosses meet with some of the bosses over there. You and I aren't going to that meeting being like, you know what would be great is if we fixed the toaster box in left field. You know what
yeah,
would
but
be
that's
awesome?
A bad analogy because we don't vote on the deal or not. Everyone that votes on the deal is in that meeting.
Fair enough, but
you know, our program director, our brand manager at that, well, whatever Ivy's title is, the big boss of the
fine.
Whole cluster.
Pick up
you and I don't
if you
get
want
a vote.
To, but that's what it is. It's different roles to take the concerns of the council and bring them forward. And this person saying, Furman, I think it was Ward 3, is saying this would be more efficient if I could just deliver my own deals. But then it becomes every ward and every person representing every ward an endless thing of, well, what about my thing? Actually, I want this. I want that. It's like, let me take, as your representative, let me take a list of all the concerns or all the wants or all the desires
right.
to the meeting and, you know, acting on your behalf. And they're saying
but the
they're
guy acting on
all
my
us.
Behalf doesn't agree with me on anything. The Which, guy acting on my behalf isn't pro the stadium deal, and I am. So I can understand why he's going, you're not the proxy I want at this meeting.
Well, he's taking the concerns of other people that are concerned. I guess is the way to put it.
Yes, that's his job. But my point is, it's not like they're in agreement. I bet you someone who agrees with Mendelsohn doesn't have nearly as much of an issue with him sitting at that meeting on their behalf. But you and I, meaning this guy and Mendelsohn, disagree completely on the project. I'm ready to say yes right now. You're ready to say no. Why should you be the guy, the only person talking to them on my behalf?
Again, I'm not advocating for the way DC politics works or local politics works. I don't think they do a particularly good job. I'm just saying this is the way it would be considered, right? Where I've spoken because I'm the council chair, I got five people and with different, and you remember that Post article where they went through what everybody wanted, right?
As a
condition for yes. So I'll take those from Ward 5, Ward 3, Ward 6, Ward 7, this person at large. Here are their concerns, and I'm going to present them to the team. What can we do about that? Other people don't have concerns, right? So Brooke Pinto from, I think she's Ward 2, she's good. Now, there's a couple small things, but bear with me just for the sake of simplicity. I don't need to bring her concerns to it because she doesn't have any, right? I'm the representative so we get this done more quickly instead of each person going around the circle yelling about the things that they want.
Meaning there's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Maybe.
It's a good enough answer.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, if I'm voting on this thing, I should be privy to any meetings I want to be at. But again, I don't know how DC politics works. Martin Ostermull, last thing I'll mention from his piece here or this thread on social, 51st News is where he plies his trade. He says, generally, these types of council family fights pop up with big deadlines approaching. In this case, the first budget vote is next week. There's still many moving parts, so maybe this isn't as uncommon as we'd like. He says, I'm also hearing that some of the frustrations with how Mendelsohn manages the council are more longstanding.
Yeah.
He doesn't always communicate well with members.
Isn't that funny?
Though I'm told he's been making efforts to improve. I mean, this just sounds like normal politics,
yeah,
right?
100%.
And by the way, that was the case. He can't stand the mayor, from what I can gather. So, like, this whole thing starting with her excluding him and then him being mad at her and hating that she did it, like, they have a long-standing beef, those two.
Yes. And lost to me also is the I love this part of it, the thread, and this is from Martin Ostermull. And in what was certainly not just a weird coincidence, the commander's president and two other senior officials just happened to be walking by as the council members were getting out of their meeting. They're there, man. Just they're on it. Trust me. Like they're not. They know their way around all the different most efficient Uber route, the best places to park, good places to get a cup of coffee.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.